Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jasper and Charlie with your 10 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, an Echo Lodge operator in the Glasshouse Mountains is calling for clearer safety warnings for climbers, following recent rescues and deaths on the popular peaks. In the past 5 months, both Mount Tibbergargan and Mount Biawa have seen multiple tragedies. Echo Lodge owner Chris Pyers said that the repeated incidents were, quote, having a confronting impact on locals living nearby. Pyers said that the issue is not signage alone, but how the mountains are described on tourism online platforms and by content creators, and should be consistently advertised as difficult terrain with clearer wording. He said that they should be described as scrambles rather than hikes, so that visitors understand the risks before attempting dangerous climbs.
Residents of West End have been rattled by the announcement of a new 24-hour McDonald's setting up shop at 220 Melbourne Street. For months, locals have been speculating about the international fast food company shuffling into town to cash in on the late-night crowds that come out over weekends. This has not been seen positively. While McDonald's state the restaurant will be, quote, designed with West End's lively streetscape and outdoor dining culture in mind, the public is not convinced. Joey Bell, a West End resident, fears for the social and moral fabric of the area and hopes that peers can hold dedication to other small businesses that keep the community alive. Quote, this is devastating. Those of us who remember what community looks like and feels like now know that with McDeath comes the misery of corporate hellscape.
In national news, Tasmania Auditor General Martin Thompson says that a major digital transformation program undertaken by the Tasmanian government has not been effective or economical. Thompson's report notes that $47 million was spent over 4 years without any intended modules being delivered. The project is now expected to cost a total of $119 million. The Premier has pushed back against this, saying that some of the Auditor General's conclusions are, quote, incomplete and potentially misleading. In other news, Vivid Sydney's festival's drone show has been cancelled after a technical malfunction yesterday saw almost 90 drones fall from the sky and into the harbour around Cockle Bay. An eyewitness described the event as, quote, a cascading failure as the drones crashed into the marina and almost hit Darling Harbour workers. Operator Sky Magic said that the drones malfunctioned thanks to an unforeseen change in the radio frequency, and assured that the drones enacted fail-safe landing procedures and pilots and crew were timely and appropriate with the response. Vivid Sydney has cancelled the drone shows scheduled for tonight and tomorrow night to allow for a full assessment, but no decision has been made regarding next Sunday's show.
In international news, Donald Trump has provided an ultimatum into Middle East peace talks that could gravely affect a conclusion that was reportedly hours away. In a new demand, Trump seeks to have Israel recognized with Saudi Arabia and Gulf states and have it normalized with them. Both sides of the discussion have stated that they were not wanting to rush into a deal. It seems that Trump's new demand may further slow the progress of peace talks. The US president has also expressed that he feels it should be mandatory for Qatar, Pakistan, Egypt, Turkey, and Jordan to sign up to the Abraham Accords, a set of agreements brokered by nations historically hostile to Israel. Trump has said that the deal would have to be, quote, great and meaningful, or there would be no deal at all. For your weather today, Brisbane is sitting at a drizzly 21 degrees. It looks like the sky will be clearing up briefly in the next hour before the rain returns around midday. That's all we have for your 10 a.m. news. We'll be right back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.